There are fewer than 10 fluent speakers of the Menominee language. To try and change that, the Menominee have produced 2 bilingual dictionaries and a children's book. Now UW-Madison professor Monica McCauley is working to make native text written in 1928 more understandable.
Large were panther's teeth for eating man. Just like really silly stuff like that. And they've got like thigh and hither and thither. So what I'm going to do is have them retranslated into more colloquial English.
McCauley's been awarded a $70,000 Baldwin Endowment Grant. The grants are given to further the Wisconsin idea of spreading knowledge beyond the borders of the university. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.